in one occasion, they gave us ground turkey meat. The minute the trays arrived to the dorm and we lined up, we started feeling the smell. And when I saw that first tray, because I used to run the dorms and serve the food after as the cart, I noticed the meat itself, Peter, was moving. There were maggots in the food, in the meat. And this is like something so obvious. The sergeant tells me, there's nothing there. Serve it. You eat it. I said, no. You eat it. Take one spoonful of this, and then I'll eat the rest. Only if you take the first bite. And he couldn't even get close to the tray. I mean, that's how careless they are. I mean, how can you be so heartless? You're going to give us food with maggots in it. You know? So when all these atrocities have been committed, we decided to take a stand. 840 some detainees at the time decided to do this. Okay? So once they found out that I was the one that orchestrated this, they came after me with the intentions that they were going to take me to the doctor, but I knew that was not the case because I had made no medical call. So they took me out from my dorm and they put me in solitary confinement. My attorney, my civil rights attorney, Christina Fiala from Civic, they kept calling. My daughter was calling, and they could not locate me. My number was off, and they don't know if I had been transferred, what had happened to me. And in the end, they ended up transferring me to Theo Lacy in Orange County. And my transfer documents read, to be transferred to Theo Lacy, consider a danger to the safety and the security of this facility.